Hey everyone, I really appreciate you tuning into my podcast today. I haven't posted in a while. I know I say that most of the time, but this time I really haven't. So I really appreciate you joining in. You know, I think a lot of the stuff that I try to post is thought out, right? I post on Sundays usually after a week of thought. I've begun to realize that the productivity is twofold, right? One side is doing, obviously, like making this podcast, making videos, writing a book, or doing stuff, working out. And then the other side is, learning, right? Learning how to be better. So, you know, researching topics, listening to podcasts about health, fitness, psychology, self-development, business, whatever it is. And then you want to obviously put that to use. Sometimes I just like to learn. Sometimes I like to just sit around and just listen to a book and learn. You don't necessarily always have to be doing. But I think it's also important to push yourself to do, right? I think there's definitely a balance. But today's podcast, I think this is a topic that I've mentioned before. But I think it is a relevant topic because, you know, I think when I come up with a lot of my ideas for books and podcasts and things like that, I really try to hone in on what makes, you know, me happy, what makes me unhappy. Because I think those two emotions are obviously the most important things, right? You do things to make yourself happy. You make other people happy because that should make you happy, you know? And then obviously, you know, what makes you sad? What makes you feel lonely? What makes you feel sad, you know, down in yourself more or less? I don't want to say necessarily depressed because I think depressed is a very deep word. I think just being sad and not having the best day sometimes or disappointment is also something that's definitely normal. And those and that's one thing I've also learned through my journey is that all these emotions are healthy. All these emotions are okay. And if you feel sad, if you have a bad day, that's totally fine. But also remember that just because you have a sad moment doesn't mean it has to be a sad day, right? And I think that's really important to remember. And that's something that I've realized that, you know, I have sad moments, you know, throughout the week and throughout the day, usually sometimes, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go to sleep upset. I go to sleep happy that I'm alive and happy that I have so many amazing things. Now, today's topic is kind of interesting because, again, it goes back to kind of what is in your control, right? What is really in control, in your control in life? And that's you, right? How you act and how you react and how you look at a situation, your perspective. Now, this is a really important topic because this is something that you're going to come across to every single day, and that's people. How do you deal with people? How do you deal with relationships? How do you deal with your family? And how do you deal with those things? And there's not one answer, right? I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a perfect example of that, or I have a perfect recipe for that, right? I don't, because every situation is different. But what I can say is that I've struggled with having expectations for people. I've thought them something was going well and it didn't go well, right? And it was kind of unexpected, and it kind of pushed me in the wrong direction and kind of made me lose hope sometimes. And it was friendship wise, it was, you know, work wise, it was relationship wise, and most recently it was just, you know, trying to put myself out there and meet people. But it's something that I've learned to accept and not fight. And, you know, I think, you know, me personally, like a few years ago, would have been much more sad about these kind of situations. But now I'm really focusing on accepting what is and not fighting it and not saying life is unfair, but say life is happening for me. I just don't necessarily know what it's for yet, you know. So when I meet someone and it doesn't work out, you know, whatever the situation, whatever the relationship, instead of saying like, you know, this is all horrible, life is not fair. Now, obviously, there's some pain sometimes with it, you know, especially if it's going on for a while. But then you say to yourself, you know, it is what it is, right? You know, if one door closes, another door will open, right? If I met this person, I'm likely will meet someone new, you know, or if I don't do well in this job, I got this job previously, so most likely I'll get another job. You know, it may take time, it may take struggle, but it will come, you know. And I think a lot of us sometimes, you know, look at the glass full, but, you know, sometimes it's healthy to look at the glass half empty and say like, hey, like, you know, there's more things in life coming your way. You just have to kind of look at it in a really bigger picture aspect. And it's easier said than done, right? I mean, I've had moments and I will have moments where I'm really down on myself, where I feel like, you know, I don't really have anyone I won't find anyone. I won't, you know, get a new job. I won't do this. I won't do that. Like, I won't get listeners on this podcast. But then I remind myself, I'm like, if I have gotten it in the past, if I've gotten one or two listeners, you know, why can't I get one or two more listeners? Why can't I do this, you know? And I try to tell myself that, and it's self-talk sometimes, but, you know, even through this medium, is I tell myself, like what gives me the right to not believe in myself? What gives me the right to be pessimistic, right? Don't I deserve to be optimistic? Don't I deserve to be positive? And I think in the end of the day, when I tell myself that, I'm like, yeah, it makes total sense. Like, you know, why wouldn't you want to be happy? Like, if you go up to someone and you tell them, like, hey, like, do you want to be happy? You know, no one's going to say no. Everyone's going to say yes. But if you go up to someone and say, like, hey, do you want to be optimistic on this really negative situation? They're probably going to say, like, like, you know, it's kind of difficult to do that. But then once you explain to them and say, like, no, it's just shifting your mindset, right? It's just shifting your mindset. Then they're like, you know, maybe I can do that, right? And that's what happened to me. And that's what's happening to me now. It's just like something bad happened and I kind of look at it. Sometimes I need my friends to tell me this, but like I look at it and they say, like, I say to myself, like, you know what? Like, this sucks. This is not going my way. But like, why should I be pessimistic? Why should I not think that tomorrow is going to be a better day, you know? And, you know, even when people don't treat you the way you want to be treated, or you feel like you treated them one way and they treated you in another way, in a negative way, like, those things should not define your day. You know, the love that others give you is an added bonus. You should focus on the love for yourself. And, you know, I don't fully love myself. I think there's some things I want to improve, but I really try to look inward when I have these moments of, you know, people not reciprocating or people not making me feel loved. You know, I think it's very easy to look out for outward love and look for outward happiness, but when you look inward, you can find it. It's there. Because those emotions are there, right? Those emotions are you, like, you're waiting. Those emotions are there, but like your body's waiting for something external. You need to train your body to wait for it internally. Now, by no means am I telling you not to, you know, search for it externally, but I'm saying is you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for things to come. It's already here, you know. And I think once I realized that, like, I'm using life a lot, but I've really shifted my whole perspective on life and just said, like, you know, even if I don't meet anyone, even if I don't get everything I dream of in my life, I still have myself. I still have, you know, my emotions in myself and my love for myself and my belief in myself. So, you know, it's just taking control of your perspective, you know, and I think going back to expectations, you shouldn't have expectations for people. They're always disappointing you. You don't know what they're going through. And like a lot of times I say that, like, even when I'm talking to new people, I mean, I'm like, I don't know what you're going through. You know, you don't know what I'm going through all the time. I don't know what people who've left my life are going through. And that's why it's so important to just share love. You know, like if someone doesn't want to reach back out to you, someone doesn't want to show care for you, that means, you know, maybe they don't like you and that's fine. Or maybe they're just going through something difficult that they just can't, you know, be with someone else, or they can't, like, connect with someone else, or maybe they just feel like they're too nervous about something. And you know, sometimes they have a good reason, and sometimes that reason is you, and sometimes the reason is them. And either way, it's fine, you know. And I think that you are capable of being the bigger person in these situations by saying that, like, I wish them the best. I don't wish them any harm. You know, I used to be really upset with the past person I dated, like really angry at them and like saying like they're a horrible person, they're all this, but now I'm just like, I don't love them. I mean, I always have that feeling, but I think I've just garnered a lot of love for them because I really want them to be happy wherever they are in life, whatever they're doing. And I realize that if I couldn't give that, then as much as I tried and I tried previously, then I hope they find it, you know. And if I'm not that, that's okay, you know. And I think that's sometimes hard. That's where ego comes in, right? It's like a friendship or a job. Like if a job doesn't want you at the company, like, okay, like, believe in yourself enough to say, like, that's fine. Like, maybe you're not the best fit for the company. Maybe you're not the best fit for this person as a friend or in a relationship, right? And that's okay, right? You know, the question is, would you rather be in a happy, productive situation or relationship? What would he be? Excuse me, one that's sad and not productive and not going anywhere. So you always have to look at the bigger picture. And I think 2020 hindsight is always a thing, right? Like you kind of, you know, look to the past and say, oh, like, yeah, like, you know, that perspective makes sense now, you know, but not then, you know. But it's hard, but it's worth it. I could tell you that. And it's something that's ongoing, you know, dealing with people and things like that. But I just think, you know, to, you know, really kind of conclude, I don't really want to, you know, drag this on. I think it's just that we deserve to be optimistic. We deserve to, you know, find that stuff that we're looking for outward, inward, you know, not rely on other people. I think in the end of the day that if we constantly look for those things that we're dreaming for outside, and that's the only way we feel like we're going to get them, whatever it is, we're never going to be fulfilled, right? Because it's always not going to be exactly what we want. We're not going to find the exact girl. We're not going to find the exact friend. We're not going to find the exact job that we dreamt of. It's just a fact of life. Dreams do not equal reality. And that doesn't mean you should not dream. It just should mean that you should, you know, be accepting of reality and accept that, like, while you dream, it may not be 100% true, you know? You're dreaming through your perspective. The reality is hundreds and millions to billions of perspectives. So it's just something that I think that we all should learn at some point in our lives. But I'm confident that I'm continuing to learn myself. And, you know, not to sound selfish, but in the end of the day, that's all that I need. I'm happy with myself and discovering that. And I hope that whoever is listening to this can discover it in some capacity as well. But again, you deserve to be optimistic. You deserve to look to tomorrow, but love the present as well. But accept your fate instead of fighting it. I think it's so important. But I really appreciate you listening to my podcast, and hopefully I'll post one soon.